because I thought I was off to Korea. So
was that a draft?
No, I was in the Navy Reserve.
Oh,
huh. I'd been in the Navy before I finished Stanford. I had 1 year at Stanford and then enlisted in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Japanese heard that I had joined the Navy, and so they surrendered. And so then, after a year, I went back to Stanford, finished there, and then went to Korea. I mean, to the Wharton School, and then the Korean conflict started.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was in the Naval Reserve, boom, boy, I got a telegram and said,
mm-hmm.
"Let us know where you are at all times. You're on 24-hour call."
Yeah. So what? When were you born?
I was born June 24th, 1927.
Mm-hmm. And so then how many years when you were going to college and I guess you were just on alert. Did you say you had to go to the Korean War?
No, I didn't ever. They never did call me. I was just on alert.
Right. So how many years were you out of El Paso?
Well, let's see. I was out 4 years for Stanford. Year and a half in the Navy, that's 5.5. Then a year and a half at Wharton, which had been 7 years then.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of El Paso,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
during that growing up period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I came back here, went to work here in this same company on July 15th, 1950, and I'm still here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's a long time.
That's a long time, isn't it? I hear
That's
people
50 years.
50 years.
My goodness.
I hear people retiring after 30 years, and they think that's been a long time. I think, my gosh.
Well, if you like what you're doing, why retire?
I guess so. I mean, and I do like what I'm doing, and I guess or I wouldn't do it. But like somebody asked Jack Nicklaus the other day why he scheduled 18 tournaments, I think, for this year.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Why in the world have you done that? You could retire. I mean, Nicklaus must have lots of money." And he said, "Well," he says, "I figured as long as I can do something worthwhile, it's better than sitting around just waiting to die."
Yeah.
And you know, that would be it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you retire and aren't doing something worthwhile, and slothfulness is one of the seven deadly sins, isn't it?
Well, you should at least be traveling.
Yeah, traveling. That's right. And we do. We do. Gosh, we've been all over the world. And
where else have you been besides Wales?
Well, we've been to England about 5 times. We just love England. We've never been to Ireland. That's next trip is Ireland, though. Been to
Scotland.
Yeah,
that's a funny thing. I've been to Great Britain 4 times, and not once have I been to Ireland.
Uh-huh. Well, that's got to come for both of us then, doesn't it? Yeah, we've loved England, absolutely loved it, and so we've just explored every corner of it, except for Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been to Europe a few times, to Germany. That's actually, the German trip's going to be our next one. We're going to go to Prague and, you know, rent a car and then drive down to Vienna,
mm-hmm,
then cross Austria, through southern Germany and up what they call the Romantic Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really we really want to do that. We started on that once before and I was called home on an emergency, so we're going back.
Oh,
we've been to Italy.
Yeah.
We've been to the Holy Land twice. We've been on to Turkey.
What's Turkey like?
Oh gosh, it was very interesting. We went with our bishop. You know Bishop Kelshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
And he conducts these
mm-hmm,
pilgrimages, and that's what both of our trips to Israel were with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did one in Turkey that started in Istanbul, and then we went, you know where that terrible earthquake was?
Yeah.
We spent the night there.
Yeah. Well, nobody knew that was going to happen.
That's right. Nobody knew. I mean, it was just, but that is a part of the world geography where they have earthquakes.